Well, it absolutely, it has to be, this is the proviso, that what we put in place has to be better. I would start with going back to...
You sure you're not a politician?
Going back to my point earlier, that the problem is, in Schools History Project, we have now a distortion of the original structure of the, for a whole range of reasons, really. I mean, the government requirement several years ago that 25% of the GCSE had to be British history, the replacement of coursework with controlled assessment, the move to a modular structure. My huge regret is that, apart from in one awarding body, history around us has disappeared from the Schools History Project specification. So there's been a massive distortion. The Schools History Project specifications as they exist now, in my view, are a pale reflection of what they were. But I would start, going back to my earlier point, GCSE and the reform of GCSE, the need to give students an entitlement to diversity. That at GCSE, it seems to me, they should be studying local, British and wider world history. They should be studying political history, social, cultural history. They should, most importantly of all, be studying a range of periods at GCSE yes. history. So I would start with the point I made earlier about prescribing diversity. And it seems to me once we've got those criteria clear, we can begin to put something better in their place.